Mike Wan, Commissioner Wan, I should be saying, of the LPGA. Really a privilege to be talking to you this morning. Tell us a little bit about the tournament that's coming up in Malaysia next month.
Well, I think I always tell people you don't have to take Mike Wan's word for it in terms of how great a tournament is. Just look at the field, look at the quality of players that come. And when you talk about KL, when you talk about Sime Darby, you're really talking about the best of the best in the women's world that come, and they've been coming for 5 years now. So I think when you think about that tournament, I think about the little things, the golf course, the clubhouse, the hotels, the way we're treated. All the little things are done so well that it makes for one great overall event. And if you look at your list of champions, you're talking about some of the best players in the game.
Mike, one of the great things about this tournament is its link with charity. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and cancer research particularly.
Yeah, you know, our connection with CARIF started right from day one. And what's really nice, what Sime Darby has done from day one is really involve the players on tour. So most of our players on tour have seen it firsthand. They've met the head of CARIF. They've been to some of the facilities, even met some of the patients. So when they talk about raising money, when they talk about the impact that has socially, it's personal. You know, it's not something on a piece of paper. It's not something in an article. They've seen it. It's one of the few places on tour where I see players actually go up on stage at our gala dinners and raise money. One of the few places I've seen players actually write checks to match the monies that are raised that night. So breast cancer is one of the few charities, I would say, that every player on the LPGA has got a personal commitment and connection with, so it's special.
It's greatly appreciated, and LPGA's involvement here is really second to none, and it's fantastic in the sporting world, because the sporting world has got so much to offer, and sometimes it gets left behind in the overall picture of things. Turning to Malaysia as a place to come, how do the players enjoy coming to Kuala Lumpur or to Malaysia as a whole?
Well, I mean, you get from our perspective, we get treated so well there. I mean, most players would tell you about how great the food is. They'd start right there. But it's really a great, it's really an accessible city, too. You know, I mean, for us, you can play golf in the morning, and you can really go downtown and kind of check it all out, you know, at night. It feels safe, and it's really, it's a fun place to be. It's also pretty convenient for us. You know, we don't hop on a plane and say in 9 hours. Once we're in Asia, you can kind of zip in and zip out. And it's I find that there's more parents at KL than most of our Asian events. And that tells you a lot about the city.
Indeed. Why did you choose Malaysia? Was it an accident, or had you sort of thought about it beforehand? Or?
Well, the reality of it is when we met Sime Darby, and we started talking about what the women could do to not only help bring kind of exposure to KL, but bring exposure to CARIF. We said, you know, where would this event work best for you? And they said, right here in our home. And in fact, they showed us, you know, the golf course, you know, which was theirs, and the hotel right down the street. And I know they built some facilities on course as well. I always say to people, we don't play where the LPGA wants to play. We play where our title partners can most benefit playing with us. And so once we met Sime Darby and started talking about this concept, the idea right from the beginning was we want to play this in our hometown.
Malaysia, for you as a person and those around you, is somewhere you feel comfortable in? Is it something that a place that you'd recommend other people to come to?
Yeah, I already have. I mean, I always tell people that with a lot of Americans that say they're going to go take a trip to Malaysia, or they're going to take a trip to Asia. And I always say, from my personal perspective, go to Singapore, go to Bangkok, and go to KL. They're all three different. They're all completely, but they're all very accessible, and you're gonna don't go to the same old, you know, say you've been to Hong Kong and back, because I don't really think you've really got a broad range. I mean, the friendliness of the people at KL is what most people will remember when they make that trip.
And the girls themselves, the high field that you provide, it's obviously voluntary, I suppose. I mean, but where do you put Malaysia, the Malaysian tournament, in the perspective of your calendar? 34 events a year, I think you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, I think bottom line is players can play in whatever events or not go to whatever events they want. So I always say you can judge how players feel about tournaments based on the fields those tournaments create. And the best of the best are in Malaysia every year. So and they have choices. You know, they have choices within Malaysia, within Asia, and they have choices around the world. And they consistently put Malaysia on the top of their choice list. So it's they wouldn't do that if they didn't love KL. They wouldn't do that if they didn't love the golf course. course. They wouldn't do it if they didn't feel connected to Cariff. And so I really think that it sits among the best of the best on the LPGA schedule.
Mike, it's great of you to talk to me this morning, and thank you for what you said about Malaysia, and I hope that your wishes will come true when it comes down to expanding even further, maybe.
Well, I look forward to seeing you this fall, and I feel very confident you'll be seeing not only me, but the best of the best join us very soon.
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it.